The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.
Minutes to 5, Jimmy Williams filling in for Peter Vlahos on Sports Day. We do it all for Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 45 years. And for Nutrient Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. It is great to have your company. I want to play this. Now, we've spoken all day about this, this Jordan Clark descent free kick. And Fox Footy have managed to hunt down the umpire audio. So courtesy of Fox Footy and AFL 360, let's take a listen.
All clear. Yes.
Free kick in the middle. Free kick here, Carlton.
No, we don't have it. That's okay. That's okay.
Free kick here, Carlton.
We might try and bring that to you before the end of the show. It's okay.
Free kick there.
I can't wait to hear it.
Free kick anyway, to Carlton.
We have a message here, 0487 736 736. Jimmy, no, if two umpires are recording to Denmark gets make 8 to 12 errors a game, maybe 5 or 6 umpires is the answer, or 7. Most of the players knew it was touched, simply not good enough. Simon of Claremont, I reckon maybe a very frustrated Fremantle fan tonight. Do we have that audio of the... Have we got it? Let's give it another whirl.
All clear.
Carlton, the set.
Free kick there.
Yeah,
no, no, grab, it's a free grab, kick to Carlton.
Grab Kennedy.
Use.
He's set. Closest. No, grab Kennedy.
Kennedy, it's a free Kennedy. Kick.
Against you.
Hold the set. Ball. Hold the ball yeah. to the chime. Hold Adam, the ball to the chime. Kick.
It's a free kick for the set.
Hold the ball.
It's free,
free
kick, man. Carlton. Take another one. Yeah.
This is the one adjustment I would make to the laws, and I felt this way for 20 years.
So that was the umpires, and you can hear Jared Waitley, who you can hear right here on SEN, discussing his way through that on Fox Footy. That was the audio from the descent free kick. I think what most people want to hear is the audio a little bit before that to know whether or not the footy had been called touched. Anyway, we're going to speak about it for probably the next half a day, and it'll be Tuesday tomorrow, of course. And it's not going to matter, really. Feel free to vent your frustration tonight, 0487 736 736. But at the end of the day, Carlton got the 4 points. The game's over. And we simply must find a way to prevent these. The only thing we can do now, and Paul Hazelby, Doc is great, said this earlier on his show, The Run Home. The only thing we can do is try to prevent them. To try and prevent the errors in the game. And... unfortunately, I'm not sure we're ever going to do that. But hey, we do have to try. We have a duty. Let's get stuck into the top 5 at 5. There's a Novus Auto Glass near you. 13, 22, 34. We'll start. I couldn't split these. A couple of basketball clips with number 5.
Number 5.
Talking to coach in the timeout, I was like, hey, what's the play? What's the play? What are we doing? And he said, just get it, go. And you know, PJ got the rebound. And for a split second, I was like, do I let PJ get it? I was like, no, just go get it. So I just went and grabbed it and then tried to get the ball to Luca. And obviously, I knew they were going to try and double. So it was just about not getting the offensive foul at first and then just setting up my feet. And, you know, Luca's obviously great knowing that two guys are, you know, going to double him and, you know, trusting his teammates. So.
Let's go. Short. Rebound. Get Washington. Exum. Pull up pressure. A 3 will tie it. And hand off to Luca. Back to Exum.
Got it.
That was Dante Exum forcing overtime for the Dallas Mavericks as they went on to beat the Houston Rockets 147 to 136. Unfortunately, the weekend didn't go the way she would have liked it too. That's Caitlin Clark, the Iowa star. She's an absolute icon. She's going to be an icon of female basketball. And this is what the opposing coach had to say about her college career after the game.
And I want to personally
definitely thank Caitlin Clark for lifting up our sport. She carried a heavy load for our sport. And it just is not going to stop here on the collegiate tour. But when she is the number one pick in the WNBA draft, she's gonna lift that league up as well. So Caitlin Clark, if you're out there, you are one of the GOATs of our games. We appreciate you.
If you don't know the name Caitlin Clark, you soon will. She'll probably be the number one pick in the WNBA draft. And she broke the college career record, scoring record, 3,951 points. Absolutely ridiculous.
Number four.
Ripley able to get her feet underneath her and just knock Lynch into next week with a right hand.
That would have been nasty. And now Rhea under the buckle with a riptide. And now in the middle of the ring, Rhea Ripley, riptide to Becky Lynch. Here's the cover. Rhea's year-long reign as champion continues. Cody caught it. Rhodes middle of the ring. Crossroads. Cody's not done yet. Cody with another crossroads. Is he going to do it? Can he do it? Is this the Rhodes moment? Come on, Cody. Crossroads. Cover. Finished. The story.
The WrestleMania event in Philadelphia, Cody Rhodes ending Roman Reigns' 1,316-day reign as the Universal Champion. I know WWE fans in this building and around the world love WrestleMania. It had The Rock. It had The Undertaker. It had John Cena. We're going to chat about that a little bit later on with a man that loves his WWE in Nims Azor joining us very soon.
Number three.
I take full responsibility of what happened on Friday night. The words I used is very unacceptable in the game of football. We need to stamp it out, and I'm very remorseful. I knew straight away that it's not acceptable, and I take full responsibility of that. And yeah, I addressed it at the time, moved on.
Jeremy Finlayson apologising for his homophobic slur during the game between Port Adelaide and Essendon. Really disappointing. No doubt he will live and learn from it.
Number two.
Kick to air from Edwards into the goal square. Here is Harley Reid, turns around the corner, snaps West Coast's first goal. And it's his first goal in AFL footy for Harley Reid. Bit of composure to Grundy, back to Heaney, forward Hamble, Errol Goulden. Through the middle of Mount Barker, kicks inside 50. What an outstanding kick to McLean in the fingertips. Eyeball over the top to Amati, and he will run into an open goal.
He was super Harley Reid, but he didn't get the rising star nod. That went to Western Bulldogs star, emerging star, Sam Darcy. No doubt Harley Reid will get one by the end of the year. Gee, he was a little bit unlucky.
Number one.
Jackson goes up, hooks it down. Hewitt first access, kick the full forward. Cottrell!
It's touched. Is it touched?
What's
or is the other
one? No, they paid the mark.
They're paying it.
It's paid the mark.
The Fremantle boys are going troppo saying it's touched.
25 out directly in front for the go-ahead goal. Matthew Cottrell slots it through.
Well called by our man on SEN, Jared Waitley, the best in the business. It was a huge goal, and what followed it was another goal to Matthew Kennedy as the Dockers ended up losing to Carlton over in Adelaide. That was our top five sports stories over the last 24, 48 hours. Don't let your old windscreen end up as landfill. Call Novus Auto Glass 13 22 34. Coming up right after this, we're going to recap everything that happened at WrestleMania.
The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.